the number of machine guns still in circulation is small compared to the number of handguns or rifles. But federal data shows that New Hampshire is home to more machine guns per capita than any other state. About 9,800 registered machine guns in all, or 7.47 machine guns per 1,000 people. Reporter Jim Hadadine wrote about this distinction for Foster's Daily Democrat. He joins me by phone with more. Jim, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be with you.
You wrote that federal law bans civilians from owning machine guns made after 1986. So the buying and selling going on here is of older weapons that were already in circulation. Is that right?
Yeah, if you're talking strictly about fully automatic weapons or machine guns, if it's for civilian purchase, are largely items that are going to be made before 1986.
And how many of those are there still in circulation?
Well, the database that we have to track all of the weapons that fit into this category and a few others that are also regulated under federal law is not really the most precise tool, and it's kind of in dispute what the numbers are actually like. I think in the fully automatic category, there's about 500,000 weapons in the United States.
Now, a person trying to buy a handgun today would, in most cases anyway, need to provide a certain amount of information so that there can be a background check. Now, a person hoping to buy a machine gun has a much larger amount of paperwork to do. What does that all entail?
The biggest impediment is filling out this form for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. This involves getting a photograph of yourself. You provide your name, your identity, and then beyond that, you also need a law enforcement officer to sign off on the privilege for you to own this weapon.
And it's up to that officer's discretion whether or not to sign it?
Yeah, as it stands, the law leaves it up to, there's kind of a range of different people who are authorized to provide this certification. It could be your police chief, it could be a sheriff, but there is no real instrument within the law now that would compel a law enforcement officer to provide that signature or would give you an appeal if you're rejected in this case.
Now, how much do we know about people who are buying machine guns in New Hampshire?
I would say on the whole, the process that the ATF has in place now, if you're interested in buying a machine gun, you really are going to have to give them, your name, your identity. They're going to know where you live, and they're going to have some way to check you out. But there is what you might construe as a loophole within the federal law around purchasing regulated weapons. This is if you register as a trust or another legal entity where you don't have to provide your name or some of that same background information.
What about sellers? Is this something that many New Hampshire gun dealers are part of, or is this only a handful of people?
There are about 311 sellers in New Hampshire now who have a federal license to deal in firearms, but it's really a very small portion that have the license that specifically means that they are going to be someone who is dealing in what's called NFA weapons, meaning weapons regulated under the National Firearms Act. So it's not a ton of dealers in the state that have the ability to buy and sell machine guns or fully automatic weapons.
The concern that people who would be opposed to these kinds of guns might bring up hearing this kind of news would be, well, what would someone need with this kind of a weapon, and are they looking to use it for nefarious purposes? Do we know why people prefer to buy machine guns in New Hampshire and what they might be used for?
If you talk to gun enthusiasts in the state, they'll tell you that the price of these weapons is high now already and constantly going up. Someone told me, if you're somebody who's going to buy a machine gun, it's like you're somebody who's investing in gold. This is somebody who's interested in kind of the historical quality of the piece usually, or maybe somebody who already owns several weapons but has a collection that they're starting or something like that. For example, we went to Riley's Sports Shop in Hooksett, and we talked to the owner there, and he had only one weapon on the wall for sale that qualified as a fully automatic weapon. And it was a 1940s era submachine gun that was actually, I think, used in the war and, was up for sale there afterward. But that was a piece that was priced at about $4,500.
Jim, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Reporter Jim Hadadine of Foster's Daily Democrat. You can find a link to his piece on machine guns in New Hampshire at nhpr.org.